This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, December 28th. Well, the stock market continues, for lack of a better word, to melt up, but the volume is very light. It's holiday trading. And, of course, we got another big three-day weekend coming up. So we'll get a better feel when all the Wall Street professionals come back from their holiday hiatus next week. But, you know, the tone of the market's still very, very good. You know, as bond yields have collapsed, money continues to pour in the stock market. And we are anticipating a lot more than just three Fed rate cuts next year. That's what the Fed officially said. They do three next year and then three in 2025. But they're going to do a lot more next year because market rates have come down. They don't want to fight market rates. Also, there's a lot of political pressure, okay, for them to get the economy going. We just had news today that that exports declined 3.6% in November, imports declined 2.1%, but overall the trade deficit rose 0.8%. Now this is the first rise in the trade deficit in several months, and it's mainly due to lower energy exports. To be honest with you, if energy prices rise in the spring, as they normally do, as demand picks up, higher crude oil prices and prices for refined product will help boost those that export growth. But this is one of the reasons that fourth quarter GDP is going to be slower than third quarter, because in the third quarter, we're just exporting natural gas, crude oil, refined product everywhere, and we're still doing that now. But prices have moderated, and so the numbers come down. So in the spring, demand goes up. The world basically unthaws in February, at least the Northern Hemisphere unthaws, and people get out and about more. Now, I should mention that we are having abnormally warm weather from the El Nino. This may not last. What El Nino does is it causes the jet stream to dip a lot further east, okay? And the jet stream isn't dipping, so it's like warm in the Midwest right now. So so we'll see, and we'll see how it impacts Europe. But natural gas prices are quite low right now because people just aren't as cold. So we'll see. A long ways to go this winter. The other thing I would mention is that it really looks like the Biden administration and Congress are not going to get along, okay? The Biden administration is looking at seizing $300 billion of Russian frozen assets to help fund Ukraine because they're not getting help from Congress. Congress wants them to help secure the southern border. Biden administration officials have been in Mexico this week, but looks like their efforts to secure the southern border aren't going anywhere, and so that means Ukraine's not going to get funded from Congress. And so Biden administration is trying to find money elsewhere. So it's getting to be kind of interesting, okay? The other thing is a week from tomorrow, we'll get another payroll report, and we'll see how strong it is. I am very suspicious of the January payroll report because of the seasonal adjustments that happened last year. But the December payroll report hopefully will be somewhat accurate. But overall, you know, it's pretty simple. What's happening is, you know, the U.S. is still the leader in the world. We're food and energy independent. You know, some of our states might be mismanaged, but other states are well managed. And you have 50 states fighting for whose economic model is better than the others. And there are parts of the United States that are just booming, okay? And other parts are struggling. And Americans do migrate. We get up and move. So, fascinating times. The bottom line is the market has brought down immensely. Now we need to see some volume under the stocks to verify that these rallies are real. But as you may have heard me say in the past, if we can go up on light volume, when we get some real volume, it's going to be much more exciting. So the small cap rally is real. when we get an early January effect like we've had, we usually get a big January effect next week, so I'm looking forward to that. I do want you to know the market is a little overbought, so you be careful. I'd rather you buy on dips versus chase stocks, but again, the tone of this market is excellent. It's absolutely excellent. So folks, enjoy the new year, and we're going to have a prosperous start, and then we're going to have very good earnings for three straight quarters. Two very easy year-over-year comparisons. We have very low price-to-earnings ratios out there. The highest price we pay for anything is NVIDIA, which is a stock, of course, we have under management. And that trades at 25 times next year's estimated earnings. But, you know, with 200% sales growth and big fat operating margins, I think that's fine. So, but our P ratios are low, earnings are strong, money's flowing in the market as rates come down. So I think it's time to hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. And I think 2024 is shaping up to be an outstanding year, as most presidential election years are, okay? Because they will be running around promising us quite a bit. And we'll see if that lifts investor and consumer confidence, which it usually does. So that's it. Salim Avelier. I'll talk to you in the new year. Take care, everybody.